Welcome to Local Matters. We are talking education matters today, and my special guest is Joe Matheny, the principal of White Plains Academy in Allgood. Joe, welcome back.
Dr. Bell, thank you, and let me say it's a privilege and an honor to be here to be with you and talk about White Plains and education in general.
Well, we're just excited that you're here, and look forward to some good discussions about the good things you're doing at White Plains. Not everybody knows you, though, so tell everybody a little bit about your background and your career.
Well, I'm Joe Matheny. I'm a product of Putnam County, the school system. I started my school career off at Parkview Elementary, went to then Cookeville Junior High, and then Putnam County Senior High School. So we had a lot of initials back then. Graduated in 1980, went on to a place that I think you're familiar with, Tennessee Tech.
I know that place.
I got my BS in education. Started my teaching career and coaching career in Meigs County. Got my master's from UTC, then came back to Tech, got my instructional leadership degree, and been in the field of education for 37 years now.
Wow, it's hard to believe you've been in for that long.
Yes, sir.
And let's see, you did some other things while you were at Tech. You played a little sports.
Yes, sir. I was on the football team. I enjoyed that until I got my knees injured. I had knee operation my senior year in high school, and during fall or spring practice rather, got my left knee hurt, which was the non-knee that was operated on. 1 week later, same time, same end of the field, same play, got my right knee hurt. Oh. And I just said, God, if you'll get me through this spring practice safe, I'll hang it up. And that was the sign that I needed, and he got me through safely, and I hung it up. And I still miss sports, I still miss football, yeah. But obviously I don't miss the plan.
Yeah. Yeah, the pain and the waking up the next morning after a tough practice is still and I played tennis, you know, it was only my elbow that hurt afterwards. You football players had a lot of other places that hurt in addition to that. Well, you've been in Putnam County Schools now a while, so tell us about White Plains and your mission and your role as principal there.
White Plains is, for the Putnam Countyans, the people who've been here for a long time, it was formerly Dry Valley Alternative School, and that was located in Dry Valley. Then they changed the name from Dry Valley Alternative School to Dry Valley School. Dr. Earhart had a vision to move our school out to Allgood. Not only she did move our school, but she moved to adult high school. She moved to the English language learners out there. Right now that building has five or six different groups that are working out of there. But when we moved out there, we changed our name to White Plains Academy, and we're a non-traditional school. We get four types of students. One is a student who maybe has committed a zero tolerance, and we have a lot of those either through hitting a dab pen that's with THC marijuana oil, or some students have taken or eaten cookies that's been laced with marijuana, and that has affected them during the day, and they're not used to it. Those students generally come, and they serve their time, and they go back to the high school,
sure.
And we don't see them. Sometimes we get students who are there for grades only. They just kind of they've done well as far as a citizen of that school, but their grades have just kind of fallen through, and they've fallen through the cracks, so we get those students. And then we have students who are there for behavior issues. And then, you know, we'll just get some random students. Maybe they moved in from out of county. They're behind, deficient in credits. Then we try to get them caught up, and then hopefully they'll send them back to their zone school that they're assigned to.
So a pretty complex operation, a bunch of moving parts.
There's a bunch of moving parts, not only for the White Plains side, but what works out as far as those different programs. And Dr. Bell, it seems like that building is designed just to house what we do there. We have Vital 17-Up program, White Plains proper. We have the SL. We have the Flex School. And there's a few more that we could probably get in there, but that's the main ones.
Well, that's great. And for the listeners, Vital is the online or the virtual
school.
And it's taken on a different role this year, too.
It really has. Shannon Pertle, they run that program. And I know we're going to talk about COVID a little bit. COVID has, when we initially went to remote learning, it was just broad. Now the powers to be have limited the scope of what can go virtual or who can go virtual.
Yeah.
And it's basically the students who are doing well that have shown success from virtual school, or students who have extenuating circumstances that they can't get their needs met at a regular school.
And they, in effect, have their own school now, don't they?
Yes, sir, they do. They have their own school number. Mr. Pirtle's in charge mm-hmm. of that under the guidance of Mr. Brooks and Mr. Martin and Mr. King.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, you are principal of White Plains, so talk about what a principal does on a typical day. And I know there's no such thing as a typical day.
Well, that's the first statement we need to get out there. There's no typical today. Today, I was able to get into three classrooms for three observations, which was a huge success. Beyond that, during those observations, I was called out to meet with a parent. I was called out to meet with another teacher. I was called out to meet with another situation, a discipline issue. So you go to work, you have no idea what's going to happen, but it's going to find you. When I first got into administration, I had my list of things that I wanted to do. I could probably go back in my notes and find that list that I've not got completed yet, and that was several years ago at Cookeville High School. So there's no typical day, but it's basically I have a successful day when I meet with students. I get to interact with them. Hopefully we can solve students' issues, solve problems, and we try to ask our students or tell our students, if you have a problem, see us, see the people in the office, and then we will work with you to get that resolved as opposed to you trying to take it on yourself. And we have a very successful rate of that. But my typical day is if I can get out and meet students.
Well, that's great. And you mentioned observation. Tell our audience what observation typically means.
That's when the principal, assistant principal, go into a classroom, just monitor what the teacher's doing, see what she is teaching or he is teaching, making sure they're teaching the standards, the curriculum. But more importantly, what are the students doing? Today, I asked a couple of students, come up, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? It obviously, the teacher needs to know what he or she's doing and what they're presenting. It's more important that the students are grasping what the teacher's talking about, the goals, the concept. And this young lady, she was spot on. She told me what the name of the subject was, the book, the author. She was telling me why they were doing that. So that let me know that teacher had piqued that student's curiosity. And on the post-conference, the teacher told me that young lady had already read ahead. She knows a lot more about the story than what she was able to tell because she asked them just not to spoil it for everyone else. So it's just making sure the students and teachers are hopefully teaching and learning.
You know, it's funny. I remember in my high school days in Florida, I had classes that I just did not know why I was taking that class. And it took me several years in some of the math things to understand, oh, yeah, that's why Mrs. Cunningham wanted me to take that have that experience.
Yes, sir. Miss Wilson, my fifth grade geometry teacher, she stressed those angles and that vocabulary, and she gave us a test after test after test, and I thought, I finally passed it. I passed it with 85. Well, the other side about it is you have math, and she added all of those scores up that I had. My final grade wasn't 85. It was passing, but it wasn't 85. So that I learned about averaging real quick.
Well, in Miss Cunningham's class, I don't think I ever got to an 85. So that's it's really amazing. It's important for the student to know why this stuff is going to be important to them later.
You know, and that's one of the biggest changes. We talked about coaching. I'm sure you grew up, and I grew up, obviously, in the era when the coach said, do something, you said yes, sir, and you just did it.
Yes, sir.
You didn't question it. You just did it. Now our students wanting to know, they want to hear what you tell them, but what I need to do this, how's this going to help me? And so people my age and older, we have to retool. And to be successful in this business, you've got to readjust, retool, relearn.
You got to know your audience.
Yes, and know how to address that audience. And now it's more of, this is why you do this, that, or the other. And the teacher did a great job of connecting yesterday's learning to today's lesson to what's going on in today. She's talking about yellow fever, and she connected it to COVID. And that was really a hook that got those students really involved in her lesson.
That's amazing, and that is great. It's really funny. I was reading a book this past weekend about the yellow fever epidemic in Memphis, and thought, same thing. Boy, this is everybody ought to read this book just because it was the pandemic then as it is now, and there were just a few people that really made a big difference in making it through that. Well, that's great. And those observations are important, and the principal has to understand what's going on in the classrooms in,
yes, sir,
in his building, in your case. Well, speaking of your building, you're in a historically important building. So tell us a little bit about that building that is now White Plains Academy.
That building is very special to me. I have a lot of personal connections to that. A lot of my uncles and aunts, they graduated from that building. I'm from Brotherton. My dad worked at Norwalk years ago, and they had an industrial basketball league, and they would practice it at Allgood High School. Uh-huh. And I would go out there and walk the halls and just look at those pictures of the graduating classes. My dad went to Allgood High School. Unfortunately for him, he chose to drop out of high school. He and his brother underneath him, they joined the service. So I still have my dad's Allgood letter A, where he lettered in basketball.
How about that?
And I have that in my office there. That building was built in the 1920s. We're still using part of the building that was built in the 1920s. It's just a small setting. You're a sports fan. If you were to go into that gym back in the late 60s, early 70s, it was very Hoosier-esque, and it still is, but at one time, they had a balcony on one side and on one end, and you could go up and enter it through the upstairs. So it was amazing. I always loved going there. And then I was able to do my student teaching there, and now never dreamed that I'd be a principal, not of Allgood High School, but of a school that's there now.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
It's just phenomenal how sometimes life works out and you come full circle on
yes,
something.
Yes, sir. I still remember my dad shooting and playing basketball, and come to find out I had relatives that worked in the cafeteria. So I'm very personally connected to that building as well as professionally.
Well, that is great. We are talking to Joe Matheny, the principal at White Plains Academy, and we are going to take a very quick break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking about White Plains Academy with Principal Joe Matheny. Joe, we've been talking about the sort of the historic importance of that building to the city of Allgood and to Putnam County and to you personally. You've got a lot of connection to that building. But for the students that are there today, they're going to remember the experiences they have there, too. Part of that experience is just the faculty and the staff that they interact with, and part of it's the curriculum. So talk about the curriculum that the students at White Plains go through.
The faculty there, including our SRO, our nurse, have all requested to be there. Our SRO came off the road to be at White Plains. Our nurse, she has been there. She started out as a teacher assistant, and a nursing position came open, and she requested to be there. So I'm blessed to have a staff of people that want to be at White Plains Academy, and we all pull for the underdog. Our students come from most of them come from a background that they're behind the eight ball in life, and that's why we're there. Our curriculum is the same as Cookeville, Baxter, and Monterey. They have the same courses. The biggest difference between us, and we talk about students who come there that are maybe academically behind, we have called credit recovery classes. Whereas the high schools, they're limited to maybe one or two credit recovery classes a year. If our students will come and work and apply themselves, they can regain or capture one, two, three credits, every how many they're behind. Now, it's not going to be overnight, but they'll have to work at it, and that's how they get caught back up, if yep. they will come and apply themselves. Again, same curriculum as the other schools.
It's amazing to me that, you know, you think about the underdog, and I was that underdog in high school in the on the sports side. I was the smallest kid in the class, and in basketball, I just had to learn a hook shot because that was the only thing I could get over the guys that were defending me. So I relate to that underdog, and yet I ended up lettering in college in a sport that they didn't even have at my high school or in my elementary and middle school. So underdogs can go on and do great, great things.
Wilt Chamberlain, Lou Alcindor, i.e. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I made a career out of a hook shot.
They did, and so do a lot of other folks.
Yes, sir.
You just find a way to get around.
Sir.
And it's great that our students in Putnam County have a place to do that.
Mr. King, Mr. Martin, Jeff Slagle, our former CTE director, now Dr. Leslie Eldridge, they're giving more of an emphasis in pushing the CTE career technical education.
Yes.
We have a teacher in our building that's taken a program. This is her second year there, Carolyn Thacker. We have a STEM program at the alternative school. Just witnessed in this first semester, they built a bridge to deconstruct, see how much pressure it would take to destroy that bridge. They just finished a water filtration experiment through Dr. Eldridge. Now for next year, if everything works out, we're going to have a MEP, MEPS, Mechanical, Electrical, and Plumbing System for our students, and then possibly a TAP. Education full of acronyms, TAP, Teacher as a Profession. So we're eventually going to have three vocational CTE courses, programs that our students can take. The thing about that is, in watching the bridges and watching this water filtration, the competition between our students.
I'll bet.
Either individually with the bridge or the water filtration, it was the students working in teams. They were very competitive, and they would kind of look, well, if they do this, let's do this a little bit better. Another thing that Mr. Slagle had purchased for us before he left, and Dr. Eldridge has continued, is CERT, C-E-R-T. It is a precursor or practice, if you will, ACT test. We give that through 9 through 12. And this is, I left last week just on a high because during this test, it's going to give you real-time results. You know, as ACT, it takes time to send them in, grade them, get them back. This is real-time. The students take the test. We had one girl, she was just breaking down. She wants to go to college. She said, I'm doing worse now. Well, I called her over and said, look, you've improved 4 points in your math already. Really? And then she had improved 1 point in that particular test that she had just taken.
How about that?
You know, that calmed her off the ledge. I had another student who has, and I'm sure you're aware of this, that the more you attend school, the better your grades are going to be. We've struggled to get this student into the building. He's finally been there for a good consecutive amount of days. He increased his the total points probably in the four categories by 12 to 15 points and increased his composite. And that's the first time he had academic success. And we used that to correlate what he was doing with his attendance. So he actually left school smiling and feeling good about himself.
And understands why he needs to be there.
And Dr. Bell, that's my main mission, is that at least hopefully the students can feel good about themselves.
Yep.
Now, it's not all peaches and cream and roses and all that. Sometimes I have to get on to a student. I have a couple gentlemen that help me. Mr. Copeland, he's a teacher. Mr. Page, our SRO. Ms. Slagle, she's my admin assistant and administrative guru in our office. They're there. We just talk straight with our students. We don't pull any punches.
Mm-hmm.
We try to be as candid as we can, but we try to do it tactfully.
Well, that's great. And you've mentioned several things here that are important. One, that feedback that you can get where you're not waiting 3 months to hear what you did on an ACT. But you mentioned career and technical education and vocational education. There are so many jobs available that are pretty high-paying jobs that if a student really gets good in welding or gets good in plumbing, there's plenty of jobs out there for them, aren't there?
Well, you know, you and I sit in this beautiful building at Stonecom. I know that there's someone with a college degree that designed this, put the blueprints together, and that made this. But not many people that laid the brick, the rafters, installed all the tracking for the lights and
for the
soundboards up there. There are people that worked out here. They've probably gone to Nashville State or the Ball State or whatever.
Absolutely. Yep.
We encourage that on our students.
Yep, I agree.
We definitely want them to go there. Well, fortunately for them, but they'll be making more money than you and I did.
Yeah, I started to say they will.
So we encourage that.
It's amazing, but I come from a blue collar family, and there's just a lot of folks who were barbers or plumbers or electricians, and they make good money. And they make today they really make some good money. Well, you also mentioned something called an SRO. Let's talk about the resource officers a minute. They're just so important, aren't they?
Our SRO is Will Page, School Resource Officer. If I sat down and wrote a description about what we need for White Plains Academy, I could not have come up with a better description than what we were blessed with. And I do mean blessed. Mr. Page was a very successful road deputy. He requested to come off the road. He requested to be at White Plains. Some people said, why would you go out there? That's where all the troublemakers. And let me say this. That's our reputation. That's where all the troublemakers go. That's where all the bad kids go. I do not try to dispel that rumor from the outside. I try to dispel it from the inside out.
Yeah, and I've met many of your kids, and they are great kids.
Good, good. Well, Mr. Page, we had a girl a year and a half ago or so that had a rough weekend. The first person she wanted to talk to was Mr. Page, not from the legal aspect, not from because he had a gun and a badge, just because he had developed a rapport with him. And she trusted him enough to share her story that he could help her to get help. And then he had permission to talk with us, so we got her the help that she needed. He is out in the hall. He visits those students. He's just a gentle giant. Now, the other side of it is when he has to go into deputy mode, he can go into deputy mode. But he has such a relationship, such a rapport with those students. They respect him, and they will back down, and they will comply with his request. And he's not there to do our discipline, but he just has a commanding presence in a good, soft, gentle way.
And that is a wonderful talent and a gift when somebody can do that.
You know, speaking of the SROs, and you're right, the successful ones have that ability. They don't have batch fears. I had a friend say he doesn't have batch fear. They just are able to talk and de-escalate.
Well, this is Local Matters, and we're talking to Joe Matheny. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Joe Matheny, the principal at White Plains Academy in Allgood. And Joe, we were talking before the break about your SROs and your nurses. Tell us a little bit about nursing at White Plains. Boy, it's been a challenging couple of years, and I imagine most nurses have had a plate full.
Our nurse is Nicole DiStefanano. She, again, as I told you, she started out as teacher assistant. We had the nursing position came available. She showed interest. We got her. Again, she and Mr. Page, they have been gifts to us. Yes, the last 2 years with COVID has been very very stressful for her. She's the one that along with and we do as much as we can as a team. Those people I mentioned to you before, plus Rachel Robinson, our guidance counselor. But when it comes to medical issues, we try to get together. But if it's any type of COVID symptoms, signs, we defer to her. She makes those calls as far as they need to stay or they need to go home. And she also makes the phone calls to the parents. You need to come and get your child. She is very diligent. She is right by the book. You know, sometimes parents may, they're just faking. Well, they do have a temperature. So according to policy, she follows that policy to a T. And she is just a humble soul, kind, easygoing. And, you know, I think you can appreciate this. It takes a village to raise a child. I can count probably 4 or 5 students that because she was that go-to person. Because of her, I know 4 or 5 boys that have graduated with a diploma. Because she was that person that was there to encourage them. She was that person there to listen to them. And she could correct them. Whereas if I'd have done it, they'd have got mad. Where she had done it, okay, Nurse Nicole. Okay, Nurse Nicole. So it takes all of us.
It does. And both the resource officer and the nurse, they're counselors as much as are enforcers or medical supporters.
Yes. So. A counselor is a good word to describe her. Rachel Robinson, our guidance counselor, we work well together, especially when we're talking about the CERT results and things like that. So we're teachers, we're counselors, we are cheerleaders, we're coaches for all of our students. Sometimes we have to be the judge. Your behavior's not doing what you need to be doing, and so we have to encourage them to get on the right track.
I know the nurses across our county had challenges, but students had challenges during this time, too. It was tough on the students during pandemic, too, wasn't it?
Yes, and, you know, we're going to still suffer for a while. This group of students that have been affected by the COVID and the pandemic, we're going to have to realize that as society, and we're going to have to work towards that. Also, students, they're going to have to work. They're going to have to realize that they're going to have to put in some effort, too. So we're all behind the eight ball. It's been worldwide, but we've got to learn to live with it, and we're going to have to get out and, again, get back into school, do what we're going to do. Mr. King and his team has done a great job of putting a plan together to keep us in school, and I've been very thankful that we've been able to work and go to school.
Yeah, I know Putnam County's been recognized, the county school system, for the great job they did in keeping kids engaged mm-hmm. during this time. And we also had a little bit of a head start going all the way back to Jerry Boyd and Corby King together in terms of Google Classroom and Vital. We had those programs up and rolling already.
Well, you know, go back with Sharon Anderson. She was the original person with the Vital. Then Sam came in, yep. Jerry, Corby. We've had, and thanks to Sam, he was the initiator of trying to get one-on-one for one student to one device. So that has helped at White Plains when we had to take that semester off or half a semester off. We were able to just roll right into getting the students' computers, the Chromebooks, the laptops. It was there for the students. The teachers put in a tremendous amount of time on their own, at home. And I had some say that they worked longer hours by that than they did in the regular
school
day.
They weren't trained for this either.
No, students are emailing 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock yeah. in the evening or early in the morning. So it required a lot on both parts.
It's a different framework when you're teaching online and when you've got students spread all over, some of whom have great internet connection and some of whom may live in a place where there isn't such great connection.
And you bring up a good point. Some of the laptops we would take out, we had to take hotspots with them.
Yeah.
And still some of those are sporadic.
We're better off than we were 20 years ago in terms of online connectivity, but it still isn't perfect.
And you're absolutely right. And there's places in this county that still there's no connectivity.
Absolutely. And those families are especially challenged
yes,
during this time. Well, I want to talk a little bit about some of your graduates. But before we do, there's one other program out there that I know. I drive down the road past your school to go to my farm almost every day. There are always driver's education cars out there. So the driver's ed folks park in your lot, but are they based out of your operation?
Yes, sir. Actually, they're based out of our campus. That falls under Vital. If a student, if a parent wants their child to go through driver's education, then contact Sam Brooks. He'll get you the people that you need to work with. There's an online or a book component, so you work to do that. Then there's a driving component that it's five, six hours that you need to drive. I'm one of those instructors that teach the driving, and then you can go take your test. You just need to be able to have a learner's permit before you go and start driving, and you need to have an eye test, make sure you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's for my protection as well as everyone else's. But, you know, permit, pass an eye test, pass the book work, and you drive, and then you're ready to go attempt to get your driver's license or your permit. But, yes, those cars are there. We have four cars.
Well, that's great. That's great. And I know you've got many other programs. Are there any particular, and don't want you to mention names, but any particular students or graduates or programs that you're particularly proud of?
Yes, sir. We have students that will go on to the world of work. You know, they found their niche. I have one student out there. He showed an interest in HVAC. He's out there working part-time with a company in HVAC, and he has his own company on the side, landscaping. So he's working. One of the most successful stories we have is a student that came to Dry Valley, not once, not twice, but three times. And he was on his last straw on the third time. And I bring the young man in, and, you know, when you have the power to determine what happens to someone's life, you weigh it seriously. And I just had a heart-to-heart talk with him. I said, if you don't straighten up, you're on probation. I've taken all I can take. You've given the teachers a hard time. I'm going to suspend you, and that's going to be a violation of your probation, and you're going to be taken away from your home. The kid had a great heart. Every day that his mama bring him, he'd hug his little brother. But he was just a knucklehead in school. But finally, after that talk, he straightened up. Matter of fact, he was so rebellious and rambunctious that I brought him into my office, and I'm certified to give the ACT. I had him and another student to take the ACT because they could wreak havoc with that program. Well, he scored so high that he was accepted to UTC on his AT score. He goes, he graduates from UTC, and this is 4 or 5 years ago. He owns his own business now.
Wow.
He's come back to our school, and he's made a guest appearance and a presentation to our student body. So we have students that are successful. Just because, and we try to tell them, just because you're at White Plains, your goals are still there.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to reach, they're still there. All you got to do is just start and apply yourself. And if a student will go a half an inch, we'll go that proverbial mile.
Yeah. And he may be back hiring some graduates for his business here soon.
You know, that's something I have noticed is obviously that I'm getting older. I have a lot of former students out there that I'm doing business with that I go to maybe to get my pool chemicals or I go to and they're working on my car. I've had some students right now that went to White Plains that they're working at car dealerships and they're working at car these quick oil changes and they're working on my car. So, yeah, the students we're producing, they're going to be servicing us here sooner or later.
They are. And they remember.
Yes.
It's funny, I will run into students that I've had at Tech, and they'll say, do you remember teaching this? And I think, boy, I'd forgotten all about that. But yes, I do. And it hit them. It was the right time in their life for that particular lesson, whatever it was.
It does you well when a student comes up and you remember this. And I'm like, oh, boy, how did I handle that? Was I nice? Was I ugly? Did I say something you shouldn't have said? And to this point, it's always been good, and they thank you for helping them.
Yeah, they do. Well, speaking of helping them, you've got a lot of businesses and other organizations that help you at White Plains. So part of them are adopt a school, but part of them are other ways too. Talk a little bit about your supporters in the community.
Our adopters and supporters, they make it where we can function. Cookeville Breakfast Rotary and Cookeville Noonday Rotary, they have been our adopters for years. And then Kinos Church and Advanced Cleaning, they have been adopters within the last 4 or 5 years. So we're very thankful for those. I talked last night to Pastor Rob at Kinos. They have some plans for our school that they're all working on right now, and it's going to be a multiple group of people or an organizations working to hopefully give us a facelift at White Plains. We have churches, Life Church. They supply a food pantry for us. It's housed there at White Plains. They send a load of food once a month. They send people over. They will bag up the food. And we used to send it home on Friday. And we just got now where we'll put the container out Monday through Friday. Students will come by and pick it up. And that has been very successful. But we have several churches that will donate to us. I know we have, and they would not want me to share this, but we have a small company in town that have been supporters of us basically from day one. And I get to see and feel the thank yous and the emotion when I give a child a T-shirt or a sweatshirt. I've had grown men leave crying because we gave them a sweatshirt and a T-shirt because they couldn't afford it.
Isn't
this is
amazing?
2020, 21, 22, and still there's people struggle with
there
that.
There are.
And it's those contributions, those gifts that the community and individuals have given us. One lady, if a student, parent, if they need food, what we can't do at through our food pantry, I can call her up and she'll get me a food voucher for it. Used to be Spring Street or wherever she could now. So we have people that give and want to give back.
Well, it is great that we live in a community that does give back so much. And it's great that we live in a community that have principals like you that do so much. We've been talking to Joe Matheny at White Plains Academy. Joe, it's an honor to have you with us, and thanks for all you do.
Well, Dr. Bell, I appreciate you and what you do. I'm just passing on the things I learned when I was at Tennessee Tech and the people that was able to work with through high school and college and through the coaching ranks and my teachers at high school. So it's just a give back.
Well, that's great. It's an honor to have you with us.
Thank you
for being here.